Order. Order. Mr. Speaker, we've seen some extraordinary events in Parliament in just the last 24 hours as the key government starts to fall apart at the wheels.
Labor's chief whip, Darren Hughes, launching a spirited attack on the ACT Party after the Speaker accepted his request for a snap debate on the resignation of ACT's former deputy leader, Heather Roy, from her three ministerial portfolios.
Not every ministerial resignation will lead to an urgent debate being accepted. However, having carefully considered this application, I have decided to err on the side of allowing the debate. The application is therefore accepted. I call on the Honourable Darren Hughes to move that the House take note of a matter of urgent public importance.
Labor's chief whip complained about the lack of explanation for the minister's resignation.
We've had a minister of the Crown leave office in our country and no one's allowed to know why. No one's allowed to have an explanation about what it's about. No one gets told how a confidence and supply agreement that leads to a government of New Zealand is all of a sudden bereft and not being taken seriously at all.
Darren Hughes said the circumstances surrounding the minister's departure raised issues of constitutional importance.
And one of them should be of most concern to the Māori Party and to United Future, because it seems, sir, that the Prime Minister can arbitrarily rewrite confidence and supply agreements after they've been signed at a time of a general election.
Mr. Hughes appealed to ACT leader Rodney Hyde for an explanation.
John Boscawen is going to be the new deputy leader of the ACT Party. That is good news for Lamington bakers everywhere, but it's not good news for the Parliament of New Zealand to see a Minister of the Crown executed in such a grubby fashion when she was the deputy leader of a support party of the government. Rodney Hyde should get up today and explain to the country the sorts of things that he used to demand of others and apply the same litmus test to others that he used to, and make sure he does it to himself. Because if he doesn't do that, he's not worthy of being called a political leader, let alone a Minister of the Crown.
Mr. Hyde said it began with a challenge for the position of deputy leader.
John Boscawen put on notice in the ACT caucus that he would contest to be the deputy leader of the ACT party.
Because he thought he could do a better job.
As soon as John Boscawen lodged that application, I told the Prime Minister. So I told the Prime Minister 13 days ago, 12 days before the vote, that's the level of trust that we have as parties.
Mr. Hyde then addressed the question of ministerial portfolios.
The Prime Minister explained that actually the position of ministerial goes with being the deputy leader of the ACT Party. We had that discussion.
But Labor insisted that Heather Roy had her name on the agreement that binds ACT to support National on questions of confidence and supply. Now, away from the drama in the chamber, to the committee rooms for this report from Rhys Lyon.
The Education and Science Committee looked into a bill that would make a range of changes to the education system. One measure would see some exceptions made to the school zoning system, including giving enrolment priority to pupils who have an historical connection to a school. That was welcomed by Auckland Grammar School headmaster John Morris.
We believe that community is much more than just those families who live in zone. In our mind, community also encompasses families with strong links to the school who may no longer be in zone. As a school which is 141 years old, we have fourth generation families involved, and I think it's probably too much to expect that all these families continue to live in the grammar zone. And so we want to be able to maintain the intergenerational links that are so significant to our school and to many others as well.
Mr. Morris also said zoning rules had seen fewer Pacific and Māori students enrolled at his school.
Māori and Pacific Island families don't tend to live in Remuera or Parnell or Epsom or Newmarket, which is our zone. As a consequence, out of a roll of 2,500 boys, we have only 60 students of PI and ethnicity and the same number who identify as Maori. Now, prior to the Act coming in, our Pacific Island numbers averaged yearly around about 8% and Maori around about 6%. So you can see that we're way down from those figures.
And Mr. Morris said school zoning rules also meant fewer scholarships for Māori students.
Prior to 2000, we were able to offer some day boy scholarships to attract Maori boys from out of zone to attend the school, and these were the Senri Cooper scholarships. Now, since 2000, we've been prevented from offering those scholarships because, well, it's by the Act actually, because we are constantly full with in-zone boys, so we can't offer scholarships to other zoners.
Auckland Grammar School headmaster John Morris making a submission on the Education Amendment Bill No. 2 to the Education and Science Committee.
That's report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.